Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Listening to the Passion Muse. This is Mia Sines Whitmore. My guest today is Barry Selby. He's the author of Rules for Romance, and he's also a passion consultant. And I'm very excited to have him join us today. Barry, are you on the line?
I am indeed. Yes.
Wonderful. So, Barry, you wrote this wonderful book to help all of us find more passion and romance in our life, right?
Indeed, I did.
Wonderful. Can you start out with telling us about your story, your background, and how you arrived at the place you are today?
Well, this is only an hour show, so I'll give you the highlights. It would take the whole thing.
Wonderful.
I'm originally from England and grew up in a fairly conservative, reserved background, because that's kind of what English culture was or is. And even at this point, my parents are still married, which is 50-something years. And that was a model I saw that was, I believe, was normal. And yet, most people around me, including me, didn't seem to manage that. Right? We couldn't maintain that level of consistency, longevity, and long-term relationships. So I was motivated, inspired, nudged to really find out what makes relationships tick. Now, this is really, from hindsight, what I did. It wasn't what I thought I was doing. I was just trying to get laid, to be blunt. But I kept finding tools and steps to get closer and closer to what I wanted. And one thing I would say is that one of the biggest lessons I had was about how we carry, it's actually one of my Romans rules, about how we carry baggage with us. We carry with us history from the past relationships. And also, to go back to the beginning, we carry with us patterns of relationships taken on from our parents. Now, it's not particularly juicy or passionate, but it's fundamental for having healthy relationships. And even my parents have been together for this many years, taught me things that for me didn't work. And that's what disrupted my relationship. Because the example I give you is my parents didn't argue much, if at all, in front of me and my brother. And I didn't know that you could have relationships with arguments. As far as I was concerned, if we argued, we broke up. And I did many times. Mm-hmm. So my lesson was there's other options out there, which is to have relationships that are much more multi-spectrum and to own our own materials, to go through our issues so we can become authentic, passionate, wonderful partners with our partners, you know?
Absolutely, because communication is so vital to any relationship we have. Absolutely.
Right.
Wonderful. You also have written in one of your posts that or a blog that you're a work in progress. I suppose we all are, but what does that mean to you?
It means that... Well, as a quote I put in that article from Richard Buck, one of my favorite authors, who wrote Illusions and Chance of Livingston Seagull, he said that there's a way to find out if your mission on Earth is finished or complete. If you're still here, it isn't. And so I really got clear that there's no, I don't say the wrong word to say, there's no respite in a way. Like, we're on the planet here. We're here to keep growing and learning and becoming more of who we are. There's no end to that journey, frankly. And so a partner the same way. So to remember that your relationship makes the relationship much healthier.
Right. Well, good. Absolutely. Because whether our first primary relationship is with ourselves, and then we can have one with another. And same for what I've spoken before on this show about romance. If you know how to love yourself, self-love, you can even enjoy moments of a romantic evening alone with yourself when you're waiting for the right partner to come into your life if you're not in that place at the moment. Meaning, you can have a lovely dinner at home, candles, a movie, wine, and whatever else you want to do romantically with yourself. correct. And then we learn how to love more and can move on into that other situation with a couple, you know, with a
partner. I absolutely agree. In fact, I've coached clients on that before. Especially, you think it happens more with women than men, so I guess romance is a feminine energy, which unfortunately is still the case to a degree. Men aren't as naturally romantic. They have to be trained in it because they're not very skillful, to be honest. But the thing about having a chance to be romantic alone, to be loving alone, just comes down to the fact is we really need to be in a loving space with who we are. And doing that when you're single is important, because if you're trying to do that with your new partner, it's harder to do it when you're alone. And when you do it with yourself, you become much more attractive to the opposite sex, or to your polar opposite. So, yes, having romantic dates with yourself actually creates an energetic that attracts to you that which you're looking for as well.
Wonderful. Maybe that was my plus there. Good. I love this comment that you just made, because it made my mind start to think. Men are not commonly romantic or instinctually romantic. It's a learned and trained thing, correct?
I would say most of the time, yes. Some men have that gift, and frankly, I'm envious of them, because I didn't have that growing up. You know, it's something that, because romance is a softer skill, and it's something that women generally pick up. I mean, you know, to be blunt, women go to see what they call chick flicks. They call that for a reason, because they're the romantic, sappy things, according to men's perspective, because men want action and drama. And that's really the innate in the masculine feminine, is that the feminine loves that connection and energetic, which is so beautiful. And romance is really the outgrowth of the loving, which is the softer energetic that men are not as familiar with, generally speaking.
Right. Well, if they're not afraid to connect to that, which there's a lot of fear in love, especially for men, if they're not afraid, then they can open up to the beauty of romance and discover how amazing it is for themselves, their partner, and how it makes them feel as a unit, because it's truly a magnetic energy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, after you.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I missed that part. What was that?
Well, the just a little thought is that something happened recently. I was out with a friend of mine, and it was over New Year's, and I was, one of my natural things, because I grew up this way, was I opened the door for my female friend. We went dating, but it's like, okay, open the door to get her in the car, open the door to go to the restaurant. And that, for women, is actually a romantic gesture quite often, because it's the thought that counts, the sense that the man cares enough for the woman to take care of her, which is what a lot of romance is about. It's that sense of being cared for, which men can do very easily when they think about it and are aware of it. But a lot of men, I've done too, forget, because it's single focus. Men are very linear, and we think one thing after the other. So to be romantic, whilst you're trying to think about paying the bills or going to work or the football scores, it's hard to put the stuff together in one moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, holding the door for someone is just a genteel behavior, period. I hold it for other ladies. I hold it for older people. I taught when I was married, my husband and I taught as parents our children to hold the door. And I recall these sweet little boys insisting on holding the door when older men were like, no, I've got the door. And they're like, no, I've got the door.
I love that.
So
it is so wonderful to do. It's caring, yes. It is that caring place.
And if we're caring, loving friends to everybody, then I think that what it is, romance, as you were saying, and opening doors and that type of stuff, that's a cherishing and nurturing of anyone, not just your partner. It's very special to a partner, but anyone, it's very amazing too. You wrote this book called Rules for Romance.
It's very hot. It's Rules of Romance, by the way.
I'm so sorry. It is Rules of Romance, because I see it right here. And it's 50 Ways to Love Your Lover.
Yep.
Right? Wonderful.
Yes, it is.
So, and it says, there's seven sections, as you said, and each one is has written chapters and information in it. So let's dig into your book, because I'm excited to find more insight than what's just in the book, because always the author has exciting things to say. So, So when you talk about your journey, you're talking about the journey of the reader to bring out more romance in their life. and passion. Is that correct?
Yes and no. What I can say, really what I talk about when you talk about your journey, it's really about how we frame romance and how we frame relationships in our lives. And also the quality of the relationship, because it's really putting the structures in place. But the about your journey really is that in a way the framework to the whole book. It creates the structure from which everything else is built. So, for example, the first, and it's interesting because some people this is great, some people it's not. My first rule, as it were, and I love this one because it's, for me, fundamental, is, and I'll give you the title of it, basically, is relationship is a spiritual practice. Treat it with devotion, discipline, responsibility, and love, and you will blossom and grow. And what that means for me, and not necessarily to be like all praying inside of things, but relationship is a practice where you have the opportunity to deepen in your connection to your heart, to service, to your gifts in the world, and to all the things around you. And when a relationship is moving, it's actually a sense of expansion. And like doing spiritual practices, it has that ability. So your journey in relationship is a spiritual journey, I believe.
Right. Well, would you agree with this? When you're in a relationship, it's similar to what you're saying, and it's all harmonious, and you're working on the amazing you, you know, the person within, and your partner is too on themselves, and you come together. It is a very spiritual connection, the energy and power between two people, because I have found that there's nothing more intense, connected, spiritual, moving, loving, feeling than when two people are together looking into each other's eyes in a moment of intimacy or understanding, nurturing, cherishing each other. It's just phenomenal. The energy is just a huge circle, you know, that has no ending point at that moment.
Right. Now, I'm not an expert, and I'll just say up front, I'm not a tantra or that sort of focus is not my skill set. However, there's a lot of spiritual energetic in that depth of feeling and flow of energy that happens between two partners who do connect that deeply. So, yes, that's absolutely true. So I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
And it doesn't necessarily have to even be in tantra. It has to be in your awakening process and your own consciousness and how deep you want to go as an individual. That's how I see it, you know.
Yes, how deep a connection you can have. Yes, I've spoken to groups before, and in fact, the group I had to be around was a very open-minded group, let's put it that way. And so the conversation topic or question came up about the difference between monogamy and polyamory, which I don't know if it's a real word or not, but it's the word that you described. People having multiple
polyamorous,
partners.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a friend who was had a polyamorous family.
Yes. Right, and for some people that works. Now, I don't teach that myself. I don't necessarily hold that as the ideal. Not that I'm a prude or anything. However, as I said there, which is the thing that came right out of my mouth that let me think about it, is do you want to go wide or do you want to go deep? And
Correct. That
stopped them in the tracks, because what I meant was is that if you think you can go as deep as you can with one person, they can go to another person, to be honest, you're fooling yourself. There's no end to how deep you can go with one person, and certainly with your own self. So the depth of connection and the depth of passion, not in the necessarily physical sense, but the connectivity of the two twin hearts connecting, the depth I can go to is so far beyond what most of us even are aware of. That's a lifetime journey right there if you choose to invest in it and explore that.
And I suggest those who are listening, work on, if you are afraid of intimacy, work on with yourself, with reading. If you would like to feel that connection with a person, first you must work on that fear of connecting. I've met men that I've dated who have connection and intimacy issues. And it was very strange for me because I'm a very open, loving woman. And
So
that is out there, which I had I never realized to the depths that people are afraid. And it's such a beautiful love is such a beautiful factor and experience that that there's nothing to be afraid of if you understand yourself first and love yourself first.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
In fact, I want to, if I can, Yes. Sorry, I was out of your leading, if I was leading for a second.
You know, it's our show together here.
So okay,
whatever,
well, you, say,
whatever you'd like.
I was just scanning through the book, and what you just said leads into one of the other rules, which is actually in the next section, which is about love and romance.
Wonderful.
And this one I talked about, if you truly love someone, you do not need them to fill you up, because needing is lack, and desire is opening. So love from your overflow. And what you just said, in a way, led into that, because I have a strong, one of my own lessons, about how to be in a relationship isn't about you need someone to make you feel whole, because that's incomplete relationship, that's codependency. And I talk about that in other chapters. It's really, though, about how you can be filled up with who you are by doing what you love to do in your life. Then you give from your overflow to your partner, and so you don't need them to make you whole.
Exactly. Because when you're both complete, you walk the path together hand in hand, instead of piggyback or pulling the other or, you know, that type of thing. It's more blessed and beautiful when you are complete within yourself. Because fears are not there, understanding. You had mentioned about your parents not arguing in front of you children, so you didn't realize that arguments took place. And so, unfortunately, we do learn from our youth how to grow and be as adults. So, unfortunately, you broke up with a few people before you understood that those are huge breakthrough points in relationships when there's a slight conflict or misunderstanding where you can actually talk it out to grow from it.
Oh, and of course, I had no clue. I had no clue about makeup sex.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I was in a relationship once where that's all the person did was fight just to do that.
I understand. Now I know what that, I mean, I knew afterwards what that meant, but it's like, oh my God, I missed out on the opportunity.
Well, honey, yeah, probably have some more. So tell us more about Section 2, Love and Romance, please.
Well, I do have a whole section. The next chapter is about how love and chemistry and sex are three different things, and some people think they're the same thing. And
ew, right.
Yeah, it's juicy. That was a juicy one, because the thing is, love, I'm going to say this, talking about passions, these are both passion consultants and experts and muses and such. Passion transcends all three of them, because passion is about life, I believe. It's like the fuel of life in so many ways.
It is.
But the thing is, in relationship, I would say there's three areas where we get muddled, which is love, sex, and chemistry. And for a lot of people, chemistry is what drives their sexual attraction. And some people, that's what then creates the love. In fact, what happens, as several people like John Gray talked about, how men choose to find love through sex, women find sex through love. It's almost a different relationship, or different sequence of events. And so when I talk about this with clients, it's about the fact that chemical reaction, which is a reaction, not a choice, it creates this place of being, desire of intimacy, but then the chemistry fades, and then the desire of relationship falls away as well. And that's unfortunate, because I believe, and I talk about it later in the book, about polarity, which is different from chemistry. And the polarity is the opposition of the masculine and feminine energy that creates the attraction. Chemistry can start it, like the igniter of the flame, but to build the flame, that's the polarity. So there's a lot of different pieces of the puzzle that make a healthy relationship that work beautifully. Just be careful which ones you rely on.
Right. And for women, there can be, I've experienced one individual specifically who is highly chemical, our connection, and it goes deeper than that, but that's what kept me around, because I thought that the chemical attraction was love.
Right.
As opposed to love being love, chemical attraction to each other is one thing. Understanding and love is another. Like you're saying, love, chemistry, and sex. So the chemistry and the sex together were awesome!
They usually are.
but the interaction and the communication and all that sucked. So tell us more.
I do remember a relationship I was in where basically the sex was great, but we couldn't spend any time together otherwise.
Right. And that's kind of fun, too, if that's at the level you're at or the place or the moment or whatever. But, right.
Right, if you're at the level of that. But I grew it very quickly.
Right. Yeah. because there's nothing better than a beautiful connection between each
right.
other.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It's so.
So yeah. In the love, chemistry, and sex section of the book, delve into it a little bit more before we go to commercial break.
Okay. Let me put the piece of polarity in the conversation. It's one of the things I'm very passionate about, and we'll talk later about it, more about it later on as well. But polarity is like magnets. If you play with magnets, especially the kids do that a lot, magnets have two poles, north and south, and those polar opposites are attracted to each other, but the same ones are not. So you put two north poles together, nothing happens. You put two south poles together, nothing happens. But north and south become very attractive to each other. Put them in a drawer for a week, a month, a year, depending on the sort of metal it is, and the magnetism falls away. That's the challenge with chemistry in relationship. And I talk about polarity the same way. The thing about it is those magnets, same as people, can be recharged in their connection. So the chemistry, per se, can be rebuilt. Although I call it polarity, not chemistry in this case. It's not something that is chemical reactivity. It's a choice to become such strong individuals in our authentic natures that the attraction becomes almost overwhelming.
Okay. Great.
How's that?
That's awesome. You have in, can we segue into section 3 about yourself, or was that part of it?
No, that should, well, to be honest, that part comes from the second to last section, so we jumped ahead, but I'm going back.
Okay.
So,
Hold off on that, because we are going to go to commercial break, and why don't you send us out with, all the amazing things. I think you have some offers in your book and your website.
Why don't
you share that with us?
Very briefly, if you go to rulesofromance.com, that's the website, you'll see the page for the book, which is available now in, right now, physical soft cover, in a digital download PDF, and I'm also taking pre-orders, because it's been asked now, for the audio version of the book. So you find it on that page. I've got a special offer I'll tell you about later, that if you buy this week, you'll really love. So that's the three things right now. Is the book is available in three forms. It will be on Amazon shortly, but right now I'm selling from my site because I can manage it more easily and people are more connected there. So rulesofromance.com is where to go right now.
Great. And your website besides that, and then we'll go off to commercial break.
The main website is thepassionconsultant.com. Very simple.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
If you've ever been to a Gloria Estefan concert, you know that there are few stars who can match her presence, performance, and talent. The time Gloria first experienced the thrill of being on a stage performing for people was also one of the first times she learned to stretch her wings.
My fondest memory of music in school was when I was playing the clarinet. I played the clarinet from 5th to 8th grade in the school band. My mother was pretty strict and never let me go anywhere, but of course, since it was part of the school program, she allowed me to go to Tallahassee, the capital of our state here, on a competition with the school band. Of course, to me, this was incredibly exciting. It was the first time I was allowed to go out of my home without a parent. We had chaperones, but we went there, participated in a 3-day program, and it was some of the most beautiful memories I have as a child.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
For listening and sharing this show with us, the Passion Muse Show on HealthyLife.net, my guest is Barry Selby with his book, Rules of Romance. We've been talking about the chemistry and love and sex and how they're all separate, and about polarity of your intensity with a partner. We're going to move into section three, Barry, correct, about yourself, which is about relationships and self-love.
And a few more interesting and key aspects, yes.
Wonderful. Hit it, baby.
Well, I'll be blunt right up front. This is the first one in that section, which is, if you're looking for someone else to fulfill you, you will never be fulfilled. The hint is, it's an entire job.
Right. Absolutely.
because
if you're looking for that, you're looking in the wrong place.
Exactly.
You know, there's that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Oh, there's so many songs that say
exactly.
I mean, so, you know, and this thing I'll say with this society we live, most of this culture we live in, basically Western civilization, doesn't really teach us about autonomy and self-support. They really talk about how, especially in marriage teaching, you know, we are fulfilled by our partner. Our partner is the one we need, and we don't have a full life. The American dream, unless you have the partner in life and the marriage and everything else. So it isn't taught up front that self-fulfillment, self-support is the key.
Correct. But when you are married or living with someone and have that type of partner, you do need to nurture and cherish that person as well. Say, take turns cooking for each other. One cooks, one does the dishes. Because if somebody gets the idea that it's self-love, you know, instantly I thought, wow, they're probably thinking that they don't need to nurture their partner, but that's not true.
Oh, no, far from it. No, the thing about self-love is
exactly
when we are fulfilled in who we are, we're then able to give more.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that.
The thing
that's my campaign this year is the self-love transformation. So
I love it.
With
that's exactly
working
what
with
needed.
Clients.
Yes.
We absolutely, this world needs it. Wonderful. So let's dig into to section three here. Go for
okay.
it, Mr. Selby.
Well, I talk about these things as well, because I'll talk about this thing in a bit more detail. We talk about projections, which is one other piece of the conversation about how we project onto our partners and not them onto us. So I said one of the things I talked about is the next principle, actually, is if you don't respect yourself, your partner won't either. They reflect your self-image, and you need to honor yourself, then they will too. And this threat does show up in the book elsewhere, which is really comes down to, if you want something from your partner, give it away first, or give it to yourself first. So if you think you want self-respect from your partner, where are you not self-respecting yourself? If you want love from your partner, where are you not loving yourself? You know, it's an interesting dance to be in a relationship romantic and want things from your partner. But at the same time, if you're doing it because you need it, that's because you're not filling up yourself first.
Right.
So again, self-fulfillment.
We actually are mirrors or reflect people into our life. And so if we're being disrespected, we need to look and see, why are we allowing that in? Are we being disrespectful to them? Are we not valuing ourselves enough? Do we not have enough self-love? And, well, absolutely, it goes back to the value of the individual. So we
right.
become mirrors for people. In our lives, they become mirrors for us.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
So what's the next fun little section in this, or chapter in this section?
Let's see, because we've got a lot of sections to cover. so I'm just looking through the book again. Where were we? I was reading ahead.
So,
oh, yes.
Okay, so on the romance front here, regarding, we want to, can you share some of that section, this section here about yourself, how the relationship with yourself comes first, and then everything else will follow. You have that in your book, correct?
Oh, in several places, yes. It is about relationship is not to come from a wounded heart. I'm paraphrasing some things here and saying it, because I'm writing this exactly in the book, but the meaning of the same thing is that we are human beings in a lot of ways. We have a human experience, and so things come along in our lives that we, like a vase that is cracked, we develop these areas in life which are not healed yet. We have wounds that we haven't healed yet. And sometimes if we don't do any work to resolve them, we'll keep finding partners that will make that pain worse unconsciously, because they're attracted to that wound automatically without even knowing it. It's nothing you do consciously, it's unconscious. And our choice in relationships is we create that, as you said, mirror attraction. And we also create attraction to somebody whose patterns and our patterns interlock like a dovetailing design, like there's an interlocking pattern between two people. Because, for example, one person is used to being abandoned, and the other person is never available. And they attract to each other because they fulfill each other's need on that level.
Right.
So a fundamental thing I recommend to everybody, whether you do it in self-study, in group work, working with a coach or anything, is to do what you need to do to heal your past issues of relationship with your parents, with yourself, with your partners, so that when you come to a new relationship, you're coming clean. And then you can be fully expressing your passion, your love, and your joy without any have-tos in there about what you need to attract.
Well, it all takes time because we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
Right? So as things come up, if we already are aware that we want to live a glorious, prosperous, loving life, and things come up, then that's when you work on it. And you can delve and dig deeper, but not always is it, are people able to pick apart their issues when they don't know. Asking yourself questions, what do I want? What do I want? What's going on? All that will bring up questions in which people can work on. But they don't. Do you agree with this? That we don't know, really, because we don't know.
Yes and no. Because I agree with you, and it's true. At the same time, our history leaves clues, like breadcrumbs. And
right.
So by looking back, if you look at it from the viewpoint of a student or as an opportunity for healing, you may well notice some common threads or practices or experiences you had with partners, with friends, with peers, with parents or authority people that look the same. So by having that awareness can start the road to healing. So it's not necessarily not possible. It's just a matter of doing some research in a while, doing some investigation.
Right. Okay. My mind just went off again on some great things about the self-healing. So we're going out for commercial break. Why don't you send us out with your sites again?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So again, the page for my book is on my website under the heading Rules of Romance. If you go to rulesofromance.com, you read about the book, you'll see the cover. You can actually download 3 chapters from the book if you want. And there'll be an offer coming later about a special deal I'm offering. But basically, the book is available there in softback, ebook, and also as an audiobook pre-order.
Wonderful. And if anyone would like to call in, we'd love to chat with you. 800-555-5453 in the 310-371-5459. We're out. Thank you.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the Web.
Welcome back to the Passion News Show. This is Mia Sines-Whitmore. My guest is Barry Selby with his new book, Rules of Romance. Welcome back, Barry.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We were talking about, I had said, what you don't know, you don't know, because we were talking about Section 3, about yourself, the relationship within yourself and how to have a better relationship with a partner for romance. So I was saying, if you don't know, you work on things as they come up in a relationship. And, yes, there are some arguments, and you work through them, and there's breakthroughs, and it depends on where you both settle after each one to see the strength of and commitment from that couple, that unit. So
right.
I was saying you don't know what you don't know until it comes up. And you had said that, well, we really do know a lot more than we think because we experience it in other relationships, in other areas of our life with friends, family, whatever, such as you had mentioned. We'll just take this as an example. A woman who feels abandoned by a man will draw in a man who is non-connective and who can't be there for her.
Right.
So that does pertain in other relationships, because generally that happens when we're children. We feel that abandonment from our parents.
Right,
so that's
exactly.
Something, that huge fear, that primal and early fear from childhood, is what designates and, you know, our growth pattern as adults as we grow. So we do sort of know what we don't know, really, as you were
right,
saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The thing is that I want to make sure that people know is that they're a lot more conscious than they may think they are. They're a lot more accountable and a lot less victim than they might think they are. Because some people say, I have no idea what's happening. Well, sorry, but you do, and that's the good news, not the bad news.
Right, but what they need to do, or what we need to do, what I have done, taking it back so that people don't feel like they're being persecuted here or taking it personal, is I've stepped back and I've been quiet, prayed, meditated, whatever term people want to use for talking to the universe and bringing about wonderful changes in their life to see things. If you take that time for yourself, you will see and you will grow. And
right.
Put out there to the universe when I realize, and okay, folks, this is a personal thing here that I'm sharing with you. I was that girl who was abandoned by her parents in certain areas. And so I did carry that into some relationships as an adult. And it wasn't until I dealt with one that I truly fell in love with and was so brokenhearted repeatedly that I realized what is going on. So I did my homework for myself, my work, my self-love, and I realized what was happening. I did have to have a little bit of professional help with a therapist at the time for that, which is an amazing way to go. And because it's a clarity between one person viewing into you to help pull things out.
Right.
But one thing that I said was, how do I stop this pattern? And she said, you just did. You declared it to the universe that it wouldn't happen. And I realized, yes, and it's part of my affirmations in finding an amazing partner, is I will not accept anybody that's not fully connected to me, that's not going to love me, that's going to abandon me. So,
right. I definitely understand that, yes.
Yes, so it makes us develop to where we can be in a great relationship, where we can bring it back to romantic instead of fearful, frightened,
absolutely,
unconnected, all those elements in which we don't want as a person, an individual who's looking for love. And that's not, as if you're just tuning in, as Barry had said earlier, we're not looking for love to be completed. We need to have that self-love and be completed ourselves in order to join a partner and have a beautiful romantic relationship.
Absolutely. And one little thing I just want to course correct, because when you said about your affirmation, one of my things I've learned, because it's been indoctrinated to me, so I'm passing on the gift, is when we affirm what we want, we say what it is we do want versus what we don't want. So that little phraseology, I'm not sure if that's what you normally would say, but you said about how you refuse that being around anybody who doesn't respect and commit to you. It's like, well, then what do you want? It's somebody who does respect and commits to you.
Exactly. Somebody who loves me, somebody who's there, somebody who's connected, somebody who wants to listen to me, talk to me, hold me, love me. You know, all those things that we want are the affirmations that we, even I've told people before on my show previous to this one, that write out your list of your mate, what you'd like. We're not talking about black hair, you know, dark skin, light skin, none of that. It's I want somebody who loves me, somebody who will listen, somebody who will hold me, somebody who will respect me. Actually, I have told people, and it's what I've done myself, the man that is right for me loves me. I mean, it's already a complete idea. So approach it that way, as if it's already complete, whether it's a man talking this for himself for a woman, or whether if you're a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, or whatever your preference is, you already make the idea complete. And so as you're speaking it to the universe, it's the done deal. It's complete. Mm-hmm. It's out there. And in the positive, as you did state, rather than the negative, because the universe will give you what you ask for.
And doesn't understand negative. Yes.
Right. Okay, so section 3 was about the relationship and self-love.
Right.
So we are going to go to commercial break again, but when we come back, we're going to talk about your partner, which is section 4. Barry,
okay.
Will you send us out with your information?
Of course. Again, my site is rulesofromance.com. That's where the book is. You find out all about it and the offer of the audiobook pre-sale. It's a new thing, and I'm still languaging it right. But people want to hear my voice in a recorded form, which is very cool.
Very British.
So that's on there as a pre-order. So that's also, by people choosing that, means I know there's a desire for it, and you only probably not create that. So
wonderful.
That website.
Great. And if you'd like to call in, we have a few more minutes for callers at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5459.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
I love food, and I love to eat.
The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to Chef's Catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
You choose. Programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
You're listening to the Passion News Show with Mia Sines Whitmore. My guest is Barry Selby with his book, Rules of Romance. Welcome back, Barry.
My pleasure, thank you.
We were moving on to About Your Partner.
Mm-hmm.
share with us some goodies there, because we're coming to the end of our hour show here.
Yes. Well, there's a couple of things in here. One is, just going back to what I said earlier in the show, that never presume you know everything about your partner, because you don't. Your partner is always an exploration into the infinite. So to spend time and saying, okay, I know where they are, I'm done, move on, that's your own limitation, not theirs. So if you really are willing to go deep, know that you'll never end that journey, so it's cool, because you can always explore more.
Uh-huh. Right. Because as the rivers flow, they flow to the sea, which then flows to another area, and everything is constantly moving.
Right.
So it'll never get boring. The closer you are and connected, the more fun you're going to have with that person.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another one I can mention to you, this is something I realize people haven't done. My clients have shown me this a few times, and I did it too. Say, listen to your partner, hear what they are truly saying. It'll require you to speak less and listen more. We are taught in this culture to be like, we speak a lot. And sometimes we speak more than we listen, especially with our partners. We assume things about what they really want or they need, because we don't listen to what they're saying. And some of the easiest resolution of relationship issues is by listening clearly and honestly, and also confirming that what you heard is what they said. And this is so simplistic, and it's not like a powerful, profound, passion thing. It's hugely transformational in relationships. We simply say, I heard you say this, is that what you meant? Because we speak, men and women speak different language in particular, and so what we say doesn't mean the same thing to our partners. So to clarify, it's such a simple thing, but it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing, because then you know you really want your partner to be understood.
Right. And don't assume, because the communication gets very screwy there, or messed up when you assume. Whoops.
Oh, I know from my own experiences and from my clients, yeah.
Yes, because you're not listening when you assume. And that's devastation to the romance of a relationship. So also, Section 5 is about your history.
Yeah, again, it's something we talked about earlier, and I use this jokingly. The thing is always said about how objects in the mirror are usually closer than they appear, especially for your relationship, is our relationship partner reflects back to us our history. we are still carrying baggage from the past, from what we didn't heal before, our partner, in their love and in their compassion, without even knowing it, are gifting us what that looks like. They'll show us where we aren't resolved. They'll show us the broken places we haven't healed yet, which is a gift they give us. And we attract partners who will exacerbate that, as you mentioned as well. So it's not so much vital, as it's important to realize that if you want a healthy, fulfilled relationship, the more you align yourself with your heart and you repair, if that's the right word, your broken places, the more you can be available for relationship, and your partner reflects that back to you.
Right.
And the other thing is also, sorry, after you.
No, go ahead, please.
Well, I can say on that note, I mentioned this as well, and it's not on the rules, is that your baggage, which is the unresolved issues, behaviors, belief structures that we have, is never caused by a new relationship. We attract our partners, or you attract your partner, to show you what you haven't yet resolved. It's the work.
Mm-hmm. So, really, romance, people might think rules of romance. This is more a spiritual introspective for yourself, as opposed to rule one, take your date to Denny's, or don't take your date to Denny's, or buy flowers on the first date, and
right.
So it's not a step by step physical.
This is not an idiot's guide to romance.
it's the awakened. It's how to awaken your romance, right? Exactly.
But I will say one thing that you said about the thing, take the date to Denny's. I actually have got one of the principles is about, you know, it sounds simple. Be romantic. Do creative things with your partner. If you don't, you know, just go on the line and do a Google search or a web search for things to do that are romantic. And I actually did, as I got so carried away with this, I created, I think it's like 55 pages of romance ideas that I downloaded from the web into a PDF that I give to my clients. And I also have attached to the book, if somebody wants to, when they get the chapter of the book, they can find how to get that particular download. They can have a handout so they can get some clues on what to do romantically.
Great. Well, that is important too, because there are some people that are clueless and don't have much of an imagination or creative side
as
someone else. They might be more analytical, or you know, they might be a man. They say.
Generally speaking, men are not as skilled in that.
That's what they say, but I have met some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful men. So is it a quota thing, a numbers thing? 70% of men will not know how to be romantic. 30% will.
I don't know the numbers, and I wouldn't dare to venture a guess.
Exactly. It would be very unloving. But it's all about, it goes back to knowing yourself and your true identity of who you are, because, and passion in life. Because even as, although I'm a very feminine woman, I would assume that as a man, just as for myself as a woman, if you think about things, creative and try to create something, you're going to come up with something because it comes from your heart.
Right.
It comes from, yes, and reading and getting to know yourself and being awakened and aware is primary in any relationship. So then you would be more romantic that way. Okay, so we're just about through here, Barry. I would love for you to give your information and anything else for our call-in for our show.
I'll be brief. Yes. So my website again for the book is rulesofromance.com. The book's there. I do recommend the digital version because you get it immediately and you get busy with it. I've got a special offer right now, which is not on the website, but you know about it verbally. I'm doing a sweepstakes. Anybody who buys the book this week, certainly this week, digital version, print version, or pre-order the audio book will be entered in a sweepstakes for a retreat I'm doing in the Bahamas in August. It's a brand new thing that came up yesterday. That's about $5,000 value, yes. And if they buy the book, they'll have an entry in the sweepstakes automatically. If they pre-order the audio book, they'll get two entries for that sweepstakes. And
wonderful.
I'll do the drawing later in the month.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Sure.
Everybody will love that. That sounds great. Well, thank you, Barry, for joining us on the Passion Muse Show. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. All right, thanks. Bye. And I'm grateful that you came to listen to me. I'm on the road, and so if it sounds a little scattered, I apologize. I love being with you all. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week. Ciao.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park or visit a zoo, help your child with their homework, sit down together for dinner, ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short, but the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.